Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. We all have something about ourselves we want to work on, whether playing too many video games or hating our jobs. Of course, doing the work to actually make changes happen is easier said than done. Talkspace Online Therapy is here to help. Talkspace is the most convenient and affordable way to get dedicated support and accountability as you work towards your goals. You no longer have to go to an office and schedule appointments to work with a licensed therapist. Talkspace matches you with one of their 5,000 providers based on your needs and preferences, all from the privacy of your device. That's right, no awkward waiting rooms or scheduling hassles required. Talkspace Online Therapy makes getting that accountability and support more convenient and affordable than ever. After you match with one of their 5,000 licensed therapists, you can reach out to your therapist the very same day from anywhere at any time, either on the Talkspace mobile app or from your computer. The bottom line is that we could all benefit from therapy. Talkspace wants to give more of us a chance to achieve our goals and feel our best at a price we can afford. As a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off your first month of Talkspace to match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use code DAN to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's code DAN and Talkspace.com.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave.
Oh, one, that's right. They one more.
This is Dan Patrick.
Final hour, Traeger Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Friday Fritzy, vacation coming up. He's got his holiday names. He had some in the first hour. And he said, but wait, there's more. I have more holiday sports-related names. These are leftovers here for the Traeger Meat Friday. We brought up Chad Ward, one of the great grill masters in the country, and courtesy of Traeger, so he's working on the grill outside, got the fire pit going.
Chad Hines Ward.
Hines Ward.
We're going to work him into the names. We could do that. Why not? Make him part of it.
Okay.
Chad Hines Ward.
Okay.
No.
Thank you, Todd.
Back after this.
As I was saying, Chad is up here. It's Traeger Meat Friday. Coming up, we'll talk to Mark Jackson. He's an NBA analyst. You can see Chad, if you're watching on audience, channel 239 or BR Live. That's what a champion grill master does. That's Chadwick right there. That's how you become a champion griller. I don't know how you become a champion griller. You just have competitions around the country, and then if you win one, then you're a champion griller. Yes, Paul.
He does this thing sometimes when he's making different types of meat. He calls it a butter bath. It's a big frozen chunk of butter with chives in it, and he puts it on the meat. Oh, my Lord.
Coming up, we're going to do bowl game or not a bowl game. It's a tradition unlike any other. But Mark Jackson's going to join us. I saw where the comedian Tracy Morgan wants Mark Jackson to be the next head coach of the Knicks. I don't know if, the owner there says, oh, you know what, I never thought of that. Or I'm going to listen to Tracy Morgan. We're going to hire Mark Jackson. So Tracy Morgan, who's a big Knicks fan, he thinks that Mark Jackson should be the next head coach. I don't know. If you like Mark Jackson, do you really want him to go into that job? I'm surprised Mark hasn't gotten a job. He's been up for jobs since he left Golden State. It can't get any worse, but, man, I think I'd stay in the broadcast booth than take the Knicks job. And he's got a great gig, you know, and you might not get that one back. So I would tell him, not that he's asking, but I would tell him, and I would keep that job. I'll tell him in 15 minutes when he joins us here. By the way, we have a couple of Meat Friday songs that we'll play, and we have to hand out the Traeger Grill for the best holiday. I already have my pick for the best holiday Meat Friday song, and we'll have that for you coming up before the end of the hour. Poll question, McLovin, what do we have?
I actually put up, after the Fritzy headlines question, which people answer wrong, by the way, who does the NBA most want to see in the finals? Which player?
Mm.
It's actually, I just put LeBron and Giannis, 71% LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need to see Giannis on that biggest stage to become LeBron, right? Like, he needs exposure, or does he need to be in a new city to really become the face of the NBA?
Well, I think you have to play in big games. That helps. And, you know, during the regular season, that's one thing. But when you have those moments, when you have the standalone game where everybody's watching, social media is commenting, that's what you need. You need a big moment like that. LeBron's had those. We're waiting for the Greek Freak to be on that big stage, and maybe this is the year. By the way, the NCAA will not have seven-footer James Wiseman. So he's not going to be able to play. He decided to leave Memphis. To give you a backdrop of the story, he was suspended for 12 games. That stemmed from moving expenses paid to his mother by Penny Hardaway. Penny Hardaway was a high school coach when he did this. And he paid for the moving expenses so he could bring James Wiseman to Memphis to play on his high school team. And they said you got to pay back $11,500. But you can't have it. You know, I don't know how he's going to pay this back, was going to pay this back. And he's considered to be a top five talent. So the NCAA tournament won't have LaMelo Ball in it. He's playing in, he went through Lithuania, now Australia. RJ Hampton is another player. He's in New Zealand. Cole Anthony is expected to be a top five pick with North Carolina. He's out indefinitely with a knee injury. And if I'm Cole Anthony, I don't play again this year. You come back from that knee surgery after, you know, three or four weeks, I wouldn't play. You got so much to risk there. And James Wiseman probably thought, okay, I can't pay it back, so I'll just get ready to go pro. And he's going to be a top five pick. And I don't know if we get to the point, you know, the NBA plays a role in this as well. Like we have criticism against colleges, say, oh, this one and done is stupid. The NBA doesn't want 18-year-olds in the league. They would love if they stayed a couple of years in college. They would love if they were a more finished product by the time they got to the NBA. So it's not just college set. College will take you for 1 year because they want to put you in the tournament. I think the NCAA is realizing March Madness is a standalone, and it makes stars. You don't necessarily need stars. And we rarely know the names going in, right? Loyola of Chicago, nobody knew those guys. You know, even Villanova. And Villanova, those guys stay usually for 2 or 3 years. We know Kansas, and we know Duke, Kentucky. But, you know, for the most part, and when do those guys, you know, they're competing for championships. Duke didn't win last year. You know, how many Kentucky won with John Calipari? They won one title there? you know, Bill Self. So I think the NCAA looks at March Madness and says, we make the stars there. You don't need marquee players. But you've had two of the, you know, top draft picks this year in their respective sports be suspended this year. Chase Young at Ohio State. And he borrowed money, I guess, to bring his girlfriend to the bowl game a year ago. Somebody must have gotten wind of this. And I'm guessing, who ratted out James Wiseman? Like, I'm curious about that. Because I get the feeling an agent or another school maybe have caught wind of this, or an AAU coach, and said, hey, you know, Penny paid for his moving expenses there. Chase Young, hey, by the way, you know, he paid for his girlfriend. Like, I don't know how this surfaces. How does the NCAA have the time to – they don't have the time to investigate anything. They have to get tipped off. That's why the NCAA should pay, like, Yahoo Sports for all the great work they do. They do all the legwork there. Fritzy wanted to use James Three Wise Men. Okay.
That's in a Christmas story.
No,
right?
No.
Will you allow that?
No, it's good. Judges will allow that. Yeah, they will allow that.
Do I get to do the last group of names, or you read them out?
I was kind of on a roll with James Wiseman and the NCAA.
You had legitimate things to say. Yeah. I'm goofing around.
Yeah. Chase Young. All right, Todd, go ahead.
Dick Stockton.
Wait. We got to get the music.
Yeah, I already said Dick
Stockton. No, I need to. I know.
I need one more Christmas music.
Yeah, we got to. Don't sound so unenthusiastic, Steve.
You dressed the grievances. No one's playing along.
Okay, here it is. Here's Todd Fritz and his sports-related holiday name.
Longtime CBS broadcaster Dick Stockton. There you go. Shalomis Brown. We love Shalomis Brown.
Lomas Brown?
Shalomis Brown, though, today. No?
Is that the former Lion, Shalomis Brown?
All right. Holly Holm? Holly
okay,
Holm.
Okay. If you have
okay,
to
you're
repeat
right, you're
it.
Right.
If
I'm going to try not to repeat it. I do that. It's like a nervous flick. Dick Pole, like the North Pole. Again,
what did you just
it.
Do?
But did you know if I said Dick Pole, that pole would mean Christmas and North Pole, you probably wouldn't.
I didn't care.
Game. You didn't care.
No explanation needed.
Cookie Rojas.
Okay.
You'll let me know if an explanation is needed because we leave Cookie.
And Cookie Rojas is from the 70s.
Definitely.
Yeah, well done.
70s Royal.
Yeah, great.
Matt Light.
Christmas cookies.
Yeah. Christmas cookies.
Matt Light. Okay, Christmas Light. Okay.
Pete Carroll. Ebenezer Ecubon. I brought that one back, but I think it's a fantastic
No, Paulie has got last year's list.
This is all leftovers from last year. Last segment, he did have some new ones.
Yeah, the first go
some
around.
Some may not have heard it last year. That's all I'm saying. People come in and out of listening.
But I can't run that risk of making them hear it again.
I'll do this really quick. There's only like 8, 9 names left, or 12.
You get 5.
Really?
Right. You get 4.
Houston Nutcracker.
Okay.
Frank Winters. Doug Jolly, Alex Grinch. Who's Alex Grinch, you ask? Let's see who knows Alex Grinch.
Probably an athlete.
Oklahoma defensive coordinator's name is Alex Grinch. You know you love that.
Are you done?
I had a few others. You're saying I can only use a few.
Yeah, you're done. You know what? Well, that's...
Carl Anthony coming to town.
I can't say job well done. It's just job done. How's that?
I snuck in Carl Anthony coming to town.
All right, thank you. Yes, Paul.
America has 364 days to do anything else.
No, because he has Halloween, he has Valentine's Day, Easter.
Arbor Day. We've done that.
Tree Rollins.
Cliff Branch.
Ryan Leaf.
Those are the best. That's the
Charles Barkley. All right, Paulie, bowl or not a bowl?
Bowl season starts tonight, Dan.
This afternoon.
2 o'clock, the Bahamas Bowl?
Yes.
Your house?
Buffalo is playing in it, right?
Oh, yeah. Buffalo, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Throw them out the record.
Yeah. No, throw out the records, not them. Do we have music for bowl or not a bowl game?
Yeah, we could do that.
You should see Seton. Seton looks like a whipped man. He's kind of cloudy. His hair's a mess.
You could just play the same music. Oh, okay.
I got special music just for this.
Yeah.
Dan, you're the only contestant here.
Okay.
You have to say bowl or not a bowl.
Okay.
I'll make it as quick as I can.
All right.
The Maker's Mark Bowl.
Yes. Bowl.
The White Claw Scottsdale Bowl.
No.
Not a bowl yet. Shocking.
You guys had White Claw?
Yeah.
Man, that's sweet.
What is it, like a seltzer?
It's a, alcoholic seltzer, I think.
I was on the beach with my in-laws, And my wife and my sister-in-law were like, hey, take a sip of this. It's pretty, it was a White Claw. And I sort of drank half the can without even realizing it. You're just like, you take a sip and then it's all gone. Like, oh, my God.
Well, I didn't know the White Claw challenge, if somebody hands you one, then you have to down it? Have you been around this? Like younger, you know, the youngsters?
That was called college for me.
Yeah.
Well, is that used to be the, like, Smirnoff Ice thing, too, wasn't it? Where you, like, you got iced. Somebody gave you, you had to, crush it.
Yeah, we did that over Thanksgiving. I didn't, but everybody was, you know, they were, like, trying to hide White Claws in a gift. And then you open it up, and there's a White Claw, and you got to down it in front of everybody.
Are you going to do that at your party?
Maybe. Going to liven it up a little bit there? Yeah, baby. Yeah. And I am working on hooking up a TV in the garage so you can watch the Patriots in the building. All right, Paulie.
Well, we can watch the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl, Dan, can we?
I'm going to say that's a bowl game.
That is a bowl game. The Arby's We've Got Meats Bowl. Think about that.
It's definitely a bowl.
I'm going to say yes.
It's not a bowl. It should be.
We have the meat.
The FBC Mortgage Cure Bowl.
I'm going to say that's a bowl game.
Yes. The College Student Loan Forgiveness Bowl.
That is not a bowl game.
I'm going to say no.
Yes. The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
I'm going to say that's a bowl game.
That is. The John Deere Hedge Clippers Bowl.
That's not a bowl game.
Not yet. The Walk-Ons Independence Bowl. This is the name. The Walk-Ons Independence Bowl.
I'm going to say no.
It is a bowl.
Oh, the Walk-Ons?
But the teams have scholarship athletes, which makes
there's
no sense.
How many walk-ons are in the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl?
The Transfer Portal Bowl.
I'm going to say no.
Not yet. The San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl at whatever. Yes. The Cook County Check Cashing OTB Bowl.
I'm going to say no.
Not yet. The Camping World Bowl, Dan. The Camping World Bowl.
Yes.
The Squatting World Bowl. If you're just squatting at a place, squatters, you didn't pay the fee to camp. The ServPro First Responders Bowl. ServPro First Responders
Bowl. I'm going to say yes.
Right. The OSHA Not Up to Code Bowl.
I'm going to say no.
364 days. You have to hear that again.
Yeah. How many games are today?
You got 2 p.m. the Bahamas Bowl, Buffalo versus Charlotte, but you have Steve Levy on the call, which pumps that up.
Okay.
Steve Levy's Mr. Bahamas.
Will Steve Levy have a blue shirt on today? Who wants to take that bet?
I'm not touching it.
He's a blue shirt guy?
Oh, wait. Is that the Bahamas Bowl?
Yeah. Well, he have a floral shirt.
Oh, he might. Yeah, then he might not have a blue shirt.
Could be blue-based floral shirt, though.
Because I would say Levy and Kirk Herbstreit, the leaders in the clubhouse, blue shirts.
The Frisco Bowl, Utah State, Kent State tonight. That's saucy.
But is the quarterback going to play for Utah State? Love?
I heard he was, but I haven't seen it.
Well, wait. Didn't he get in trouble? Didn't he get busted?
Oh, for pot.
For marijuana.
Oh, come on.
Well, I know, but I'm
the Frisco Bowl does not frown on it. That's actually in the gift bag. Big bag of weed.
I've seen that he's playing.
I give you a nickel bag.
It's actually called the Frisco Sativa Bowl, but then they changed
it. Big sponsor. The Celebration Bowl, Alcorn State versus North Carolina A&T tomorrow. New Mexico Bowl, Central Michigan, San Diego State. The Cure Bowl, Liberty versus Georgia Southern. The Boca Raton Bowl.
Curated Bowl.
Yeah, curated. Boca Raton Bowl tomorrow, SMU, FAU, and there's three or four more. I think you got 7 bowl games on Saturday.
Okay.
And it goes on forever.
Yeah, McLovin.
Have we ever had Buffalo play on Friday and Saturday? Think about that.
The University and then the Buffalo Bills.
Both on weird days of the week.
The Weird Days of the Week Bowl is
It's brought to you by.
And I think that to you, but you're the only one who's watched more than 12 Buffalo games that I've ever met.
I know. Are you talking about the Bills or the University?
I love that quarterback.
Khalil Mack, right?
For some reason, I would always find a Buffalo game last year. And didn't they go to the Bahamas Bowl last year for some reason? And then their basketball team was good, too. Yes, Todd?
In the Boca Raton Bowl, you know, they play shuffleboard at the tailgate. That's really cool. They all get together. It's really a good time. You don't get it, or it's not funny, or both. Boca Raton, there's a lot of elderly Jews go down there, including some of my family members, and they play shuffleboard. That's one of the things they do. Dinner at around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then you go to the Boca Raton Bowl and play shuffleboard in the parking lot.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, Paul.
Fritzy's allowed to make that joke because he is Jewish and looks elderly.
There you go.
Except it's not a joke, really. Because it's
true. It's ish.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I didn't fast really that much for Yom Kippur, so I'm Jewish.
But didn't somebody use your joke? Somebody we had on.
I hope not.
David Spade?
No, it was Seth Meyers. He did the Jew-ish.
I may have gotten it from someone else, though. I probably stole it from someone. I must have heard it. I don't think I could take full credit for that. I'm not sure if it was Seinfeld or Paul Reiser, maybe, or some other comedian. But
I might have stolen that from someone.
Didn't you steal it from somebody?
I'm quite sure that I wasn't the first one ever to say Jew-ish. I just don't know which Jewish comedian came up with that first, but that's not something I originated. Wow. Just like I plagiarized when I was in third grade, a limerick that I found in a book, and I treated it like
And you won an award, too.
It went into, like, the publication of, like, the best
We ran writing. Through all the greatest hits today, or what?
Did you give the...
Like, 17 stories that we've heard 15,000 times.
Oh, what
I
was
still
the,
feel guilty
What
about.
Was the one he told over on the couch this morning?
Wait 3 minutes, you're going to hear it again.
No, McLovin says, yeah, we've heard it 150 times.
Todd has 7 stories in his life, and he just rotates them. And they all stopped in 1986.
But you, that's the sad part, yeah.
You told a story this morning, and McLovin goes, yeah, we've heard it 150 times. Yes, McLovin.
Hot box outside the Great Western.
No.
It wasn't that one.
Crudité, the girl.
And I was Simone.
Simone, she's Ted Bay.
Simone,
Ted Bay.
French Israeli woman. I was 19, she was 33.
Right. That's story two.
The time him and his brother picked up Mark Gatineau. He doesn't tell that one enough.
Oh, that's the best
that's
story, actually.
That's a crazy story.
In the dark over a bodega in Brooklyn, and he was supposed to go with us to a Rutgers football game. I can't go. My agent stole my clothes, and I'm not going to be able to go with you guys. Then I had to go back down and tell my brother and all his friends.
Wait.
You said Mark Gatineau was coming with us to the Rutgers game. Like, no, he's not coming.
Done. So what's the backstory that you end up with? Can we take a break and then come back and you tell the Mark Gatineau story?
I'm trying to remember the story that we said earlier, though. That,
like, I don't know what it was, but McLovin, we've heard it 150 times.
He goes, yeah, we know, Todd.
And it, you didn't stop with your story after we had heard it.
Involved a newscaster and nudity. Or...
Yeah, a local newscaster.
Does Kerry Lee Malin come to your party or not?
I have no idea if there'll be any local news anchors. Because I don't know any. I don't know. I know Ted Coppy. That's it. I don't know any other local.
Can we trade Ted Coppy for Kerry Lee?
Yes.
A
weatherman to be named later.
That would be nice.
We're going to take a break. We'll talk to Mark Jackson about the Bucks and the Lakers game last night. Your phone call is coming up, and we will tell you the winner of our Traeger Meat Friday holiday song and the proud owner of a new Traeger grill. 20 after the hour. Oh, so much more on this program coming up. Dan Patrick Show.
If you purchase supplies for a business, you know it's nearly impossible to find everything you need in one place. And that's why there's Zorro.com, where the number one goal is to make your life easier. Zorro.com, that's Zorro.com, is where you'll find everything you need for your businesses of any size and almost any industry. Zorro.com has tools and equipment, safety and office supplies, cleaning supplies, and more. Zorro has tons of stuff for industries like electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. You'll find brands you know and trust like Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Zorro.com offers amazing customer service from real people based in the United States. You'll also enjoy fast, free shipping of orders of $50 or more. Even if you don't have a business to shop for, you can still find lots of great items at Zorro.com. Visit Zorro.com/Dan to sign up for a Z-mail and get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/Dan. Sign up for the Z-mail and get 15% off your first order.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in 2 great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Now, Princey's Mark Gatineau story will have to wait because Mark Jackson called in on time. He's calling the Lakers-Clippers showdown on Christmas Day at 8 Eastern on ABC and ESPN. He joins us in the Continental Tire Coach's Corner. He'll be alongside Mike Breen and Jeff Van Gundy, his finals broadcast teammates. They have called more NBA finals events than any other team. We were wondering, good morning, Mark. We were wondering what poster you had on your wall growing up. So can we guess the one sports poster that you had?
Wow.
Well, don't tell us yet. But did you have
No, I'm trying to think. Did I have one? If I had one, go ahead and guess.
Oh, you were going to say that you're too poor to afford a poster? Is that what you were going to say?
We were fortunate just to have walls.
Okay, let me see. If I went around the room, who would Mark Jackson have on his wall?
I'll give you two guesses. There's two people who would have been on my wall as a kid.
Basketball?
What the heck? You don't go on Family Feud now.
But I would.
Okay, one is basketball.
And one is football.
I'm not going to give you the other guess.
I'm going to say Muhammad Ali.
That is one. Absolute one.
Bingo! Wait, how many points? I'm looking for Steve Harvey to put it up there on Family Feud there.
That's probably us. 80 points.
Okay, 80 points. All right. Who else wants to guess the poster Mark Jackson had on his wall growing up? He barely had walls, but the walls that he did, he had two posters there.
I don't think you'll get it.
Okay.
Only if you research me.
Okay.
I feel pretty good about this one. Bernard King.
Fritzy?
I'm going to go Bob McAdoo.
McLovin?
George Gervin.
George Gervin.
That's a great guess. Okay. That's three strikes, isn't it?
Seton's got to get a chance here. Seton,
say Bill Russell, but it's not.
Bill Russell. I don't know if they had posters of Bill Russell back then.
Is that his answer? Is that your answer?
That's his answer. Okay, I'm going to guess. Let me see. It wasn't Farrah Fawcett, right?
Oh, my goodness, man.
Okay, all right, okay. The Landers twins. Let me see. Who would you have had up? Walt Clyde Frazier.
That's an outstanding guess.
Oh! All right, who was it?
You got warm with Walt Clyde Frazier. You got very warm.
Earl Monroe.
There you go. The winner is Earl the Pearl.
Okay.
I wore number 15 the whole early stages of my life.
Thank you, Mark. That's all we wanted to talk to you about. We appreciate your time, as always.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Yeah. Did you get a sense there was a passing of the torch last night with the Lakers and Bucks with the Greek Freak there?
I don't think that's fair. I think it's fair to say that there's another guy up there in the discussion with, you know, several guys, the way he's played, not just this year, but the guy had an incredible year last year, and he was the MVP for a reason. So I think we forget. I forgot how great he's been lately. So he's in the discussion for the best player in the world, and he's been that way for over a year now. And I think it was awesome to see him on the big stage against greatness, accept the challenge. And, you know, LeBron had a great game also. You know, the Bucks are just a heck of a basketball team, and Giannis is a tremendous, tremendous all-time great player.
All right. Is he the best player in the game?
I don't think it's not fair to say that right now because, you know, LeBron James is still in the game, and he's still 17 years later playing at an incredible clip. So I'm going to give it to LeBron. I'm going to say Giannis is right there. Kevin Durant, even though he's out, is right there. Kawhi Leonard is right there. The way that Luke is playing, obviously James Harden. I mean, this league is in some tremendous hands.
Who's in better shape right now, the Lakers or the Clippers, since you have that game on Christmas night?
Both teams have a legitimate chance to win it all. I think that the Clippers have probably better depth and more. You know, they got three guys they can give the ball to in Kawhi and Paul and in Lou Williams that can make a play when it matters most. I think, like we saw last night, that can be a tough task for the Lakers, you know, when you pay attention to LeBron and Anthony Davis and dare somebody else to make a play. Now, they can do it, but will they do it consistently? I've seen those other three guys do it on the big stage with the bright lights, and they won't be affected.
What is the one thing that worries you about the Lakers?
Well, just what I said.
Okay. That's the biggest thing?
I think they need somebody else that can create offense to take the pressure off of LeBron and Anthony Davis. And not just offense that they create for them, but that special player or special talent or the guy that has the ability can get his own and make plays.
But that's not Kuzma?
Kuzma is a scorer, but he's a scorer that, you know, it's a different way than the guys that I mentioned, for example, Kawhi or Paul or Lou. you give them the basketball, they make plays. I don't think Kuzma is that guy. He's a guy that can score in bunches, running, slashing, aggressively shooting. He's a heck of a player, but he scores differently.
Talking to Mark Jackson, ESPN and ABC NBA analyst, as he will have the call coming up Christmas night. That'll be between the Lakers and the Clippers. What is Kevin Garnett talking about? That the Celtics broke LeBron James, and that's why he went to Miami, because of the Celtics. Do you follow this, what KG had to say to Bill Simmons on his podcast?
I saw the headlines, and I understand the headlines, but, you know, they won a championship, and they beat LeBron James. Take credit. I watched those games. I covered a lot of those games. I didn't see a broken guy. I saw a guy that was defeated and lost and to a better team at the time.
Well, you have the Celtics, who have KG Hall of Famer, Paul Pierce Hall of Famer, Ray Allen Hall of Famer, Rajon Rondo, maybe a borderline Hall of Famer. And he says, yeah, LeBron couldn't beat us five. And I thought, does he even stop and listen to what he just said? It was LeBron couldn't beat our five, and that's why he went to Miami. Yeah, he couldn't get anybody who wanted to go to Cleveland. And, you know, KG didn't do anything when he was in Minnesota, when he had a roster similar to what LeBron had in Cleveland. So I like that Celtic team talks more trash than any other team, and they only won one title.
Well, if you're going to say that LeBron was broken, then therefore LeBron broke those guys when he left. I don't think it's fair. I think the Celtics were the better basketball team, and if you're going to say that, I would disagree with the notion that Michael Jordan broke Reggie and I.
Ooh. He came close, didn't he?
They were just a better basketball team, and he was the all-time great player. So give him credit and move on. I don't think it makes sense to go back and, you know, take shots in that type of way. Kevin Garnett is about to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Well-deserved, tremendous player. But at the end of the day, the Celtics won with an outstanding unit and an outstanding coach.
You got a Jordan story that I haven't heard?
Not one that I want to share with you. I think, you know, I'll keep it tucked away. I'm a guy that's I'm not gonna tell those stories. Those are great stories. I tell you what, an all-time great player, obviously, and an all-time great competitor across the board.
Yeah, I know, but give me a.
I know you're gonna say I know, but I asked you the question.
Yeah, I did. I asked you a question. You got a great. I had Rick Carlisle on yesterday. He's telling all these Larry Bird stories.
Yes. Rick played with Larry, and they were, you know, I went to Larry's house with Rick, so that's okay. You want a Reggie Miller story? I'll give you one. You know, a million of them. But
what's Larry Bird's house like?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, Rick tells Reggie and I when we're playing for the Pacers, you know, Larry wants to meet with you guys, and we're like, okay, well, let's go to his office or whatever. He's like, no, he wants me to take you to his house. So we drive about 30 minutes away, and we get to the house, and Rick doesn't even knock on the door. Rick opens the door. I'm like, Reg, my guy, he's my brother. I'm not opening up his door. I'm waiting for it. And then all of a sudden, Rick Carlisle is guiding Reggie and I into the house, and he's going, Birdie, Birdie, Birdie. We're looking for Bird. And our head coach, an all-time great, is absolutely knocked out. 10 minutes later, we find him on the couch with the covers over his head.
Wait, he knows you're coming over and he's asleep?
He knew we were coming. And Carlisle is yelling Birdie all throughout the house. And finally, his head comes out from underneath the covers.
I saw where Tracy Morgan endorsed you as the next Knicks head coach. That was nice.
I didn't see that. Well, I'm not going to lie. I saw it. They have a head coach, and you know he's done a outstanding job since taking over. And I wish them nothing but the best. I look forward to one day being a coach again in this league, and I appreciate the love and support by Tracy Morgan putting a stamp on me as a coach.
In theory, would you want to coach the Knicks over anybody else?
In theory, I'd want to coach. There's 30 precious jobs in this league. And it's a tremendous honor and privilege to take the helm and lead an organization. I look forward to doing that one day.
You've got a great job. You know, as a friend, I would advise you to not take that job.
Well,
if offered.
Didn't I say 30 jobs?
I know. I'm just talking about the Knicks.
Any job?
I'm just talking about the Knicks.
No, I'm not going to. There's 30 jobs. You would advise me not to take a job?
No, the Knicks job.
Okay. Well, I will say this. I do have an incredible job, and if I died 100 years from now calling all these finals and ended working for, you know, ABC, ESPN, and Disney, I'd be a happy man. So I'm excited about the privilege to call games. I don't take that for granted, and I'm calling games with people that I absolutely love. So I'm having the time of my life doing it, and I'm not a guy that's stressed out thinking about anything else.
What about Van Gundy? Is he dying to get back and coach?
Well, I can't speak for him. I'm sure he looks forward to coaching. I will tell you this. The guy is an incredible basketball mind, and having the privilege to have played for him several times, I will tell you he is as good as it gets as a coach. Nobody will outwork him. No one will be more prepared. And I'm proud as his partner, the job that he did, putting USA basketball in position to win a goal, and then listening to the players on that team, man for man, express how awesome he was in the scouting reports, his preparation, and his job as coach of USA. I mean, it's a no-brainer to me. If I was running a team, I would hire the man today without a doubt.
Would you hire him over you?
Yeah, because I'm hiring.
Oh, you're the hiring. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that means we both go.
Oh, okay. Are you second on the all-time assist list? Or are you third?
No. I'm actually fourth. Steve Nash has me by one assist, and then he put his clothes back on. I'm like, are you kidding me, Steve? But when I look at the list and I see LeBron last night passing the great Gary Payton for ninth all-time, and I'm looking at the 10 guys in the top 10, and I'm really just, you know, a tear comes out of my eyes when I see my name on the list, because those are guys, being a guy that followed the game, those are the best that's ever played. And I'm truly humbled to be on the list.
And there are tears that come out of other guys' eyes by saying, Mark Jackson had that many assists? Are you kidding me?
That guy? The way you felt about me when we first met, you were like, hey, you're trash. I'm like, are you kidding me, sir?
I didn't say
you were. I showed you so much respect and appreciation. You didn't say I was trash, but you were not moved by my abilities.
Oh, not on the floor, but I was as a broadcaster.
Who comes up to you and say I can outshoot you? I mean, you got to admit, all these years later, you were out of line.
I was out of line that day, but I got into your kitchen a little bit.
No. I'm glad that I put you back in line by taking you on.
I would love to shoot against you again.
No, this is boxing. You're in the past. I'm not giving you a rematch. I'm not giving you an opportunity.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Okay, done. It's a done deal. We're going to get it done now.
All I know is
I may even come to your home court to get it done.
I felt
you think this is Mark Jackson you called. This is not Reggie Miller you called.
Wow. Wow. No, I wouldn't challenge Reggie. I would never challenge Reggie to a three-point shooting contest. And you know what I'm doing?
On a given night.
No, not Reg. And you know what I'm doing with you this time? You can't go top of the key. I'm taking you into the corner.
You're the challenger. You don't express the rules.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Okay, we're going to the corner.
All right. When you take over the Knicks, I'll come down there. Don't do that, man. Great to talk to you. Have fun on Christmas night. Best of the family, and always great talking to you.
Likewise, man. Happy holidays. Love you, bro.
Thank you. That's Mark Jackson. Take a break. We got a lot coming up here. Traeger Meat Friday. We're going to give out the Traeger Grill for the best Traeger holiday song. Final call for phone calls, and I think that's it. All of that, we'll try to squeeze it in coming up.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's Geico. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of Geico for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
I dedicate this to the staff in Los Angeles who gets up every morning very early, the 4 a.m. crew. Thank you. I don't know what the future holds for us, but I love you dearly, and this goes out to you. Happy holidays to you. All right, this day in sports history, we'll have that for you. Our Golden Road moment of the week was pretty cool. On Monday, Newtown High School's head football coach, Bobby Pattison, reflected on winning the state championship. This was on the 7-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook tragedy. Sandy Hook was the elementary school where those children and teachers were murdered. And Newtown is the high school that is the feeder from Sandy Hook. And they won the state championship on the last play on the 7-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook tragedy. Here is their head coach.
To win a state championship is extremely difficult. So I'm so proud of these young men for doing that. But again, falling on the date that we played the game, the community kind of rallied behind us and everybody was there and everybody understood what the day. We're playing a football game on a very emotional day for a lot of people. And to win it and to win it in the fashion that we did is tremendous.
Yeah, it was. Great moment. We had coach and quarterback in here. We actually reenacted the play, McLovin playing the role of Riley Ward, who I think was the guy on the receiving end of that touchdown to win the state championship. Golden Road moment of the week brought to you by the great folks who brew Mango Cart Wolf Pup Session IPA. We'll have that on tap at the Christmas party tomorrow night. Mango Cart pairs well with your holiday favorites. Available in all 50 states. And try what they do. They have a collection of rotating seasonal limited edition brews. It's California-inspired. It's Golden Road Brewing Fresh Craft Beer since 2011. All right, I have two Meat Friday holiday songs, and one of the two will win the Traeger Grill. So here is Dalton in Texas.
Why would anybody love McLovin? Jack definitely doesn't love McLovin.
All right, that's Dalton in Texas with some help there. Here is Dan in Wisconsin.
It's time to cook some chicken up on my Traeger grill. Preparing for a Packer game, I'll add my Northwood skill. Some venison and turkey will barbecue all day. Oh, down with the Vikings, Vines and Bears, Vines and Bears. Oh, down with the Vikings, Vines and Bears.
All right, that's Dan in Wisconsin, and we took a vote. And the Traeger Meat Friday holiday song winner is Dalton in Texas. Suck it, back row. So, Dalton, we'll get that Traeger grill out to you in the new year. Yes, Pong?
I challenge anyone who goes to Midnight Mass and hears that song not to think of the words.
Suck it, back row. Suck it, back row.
We've been singing it, I mean, for weeks now. Yes, I don't remember how long it's been. But suck it, back
row. Oh, Todd, I knew you were going to do this. I knew you were going to.
A holiday tradition?
Yes, a holiday tradition that he sends me the guest list.
I should do that every week.
I know.
Totally
fine. Hey, just a reminder of all the great guests that I booked. Thank you, Todd. Tom in North Carolina. Thank you. Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Dan?
Yep, great. Yep.
I just want to say for this year, for watching your show and actually
getting introduced to Ryan Leaf. He actually reached out and helped me out.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
And right now, sorry, it's a little sensitive. 7 months sober.
Awesome. Awesome, Tom. Awesome. And we'll pass this on to Ryan, and I'm glad that he did. I'm glad you took us up on that offer, that Ryan is very charitable in trying to help anybody who has gone through or in the throes of addiction. But happy holidays, Tom, and I hope things are a lot brighter in the new year. Yeah, Paulie.
Dan, if you could check your email inbox, I sent you a list of the guests Fritzy didn't book in 2019. It's long. Eli Manning, Jerry Jones.
Michael Jordan, sure. Tiger Woods.
The usual.
Yeah.
But go through that later. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Back to you.
That is mean spirit. Yeah. I would end the year no other way.
It's a work in progress.
Yes, you are.
On brand, Dan.
Sock it back row, sock it back row, sock it back row. This day in sports history, what do you have?
Pretty good one, Dan. 1980, NBC Sports broadcast a New York Jets win over the Miami Dolphins without announcers. It was just natural sound of the game.
Yep.
In 1966, the NBA awards the Seattle Supersonics a franchise. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll get them back one soon.
I still have a Supersonics pennant, and I have a little placard that says Go Sonics. I still have my Sonics warm-up that I got when I was covering the Sonics in the NBA Finals back in the mid-90s. I miss the Sonics. I miss going to Seattle in the summer. That's what I miss probably more than anything. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What do you have for me?
Hey, real quick, Dan, I wanted to tell you and you guys' families happy holidays. Thank you for all you guys do. I mean, meat, music, sports, pop culture, while making left turns at every stop. I can't wait to see what 2020 holds. And you keep it fair and balanced. I mean, there's no other show that I listen to besides you and, of course, Uncle Rich that follows you on Audience Channel 239. And just tell you guys, I can't wait to see what 2020 holds, man. You guys are hilarious. I love you guys. And Merry Christmas, brother.
Thank you, Jeff. The same to you. And we look forward to having you as a guest on Meek Friday. This Day in Sports History brought to you by Continental Tire. Proud to be the exclusive tire of the Dan Patrick Show. No matter where you drive, what you drive, how you drive, they have a tire for you. For more information, ContinentalTire.com. By the way, Mark Jackson appeared courtesy of the Continental Tire Coaches Corner. Yes, Eden.
Someone just asked if Todd's trying to get fired today. Is Todd trying to get fired today?
Are you trying to get fired or are you auditioning for another job?
Whoa. Too soon.
That's way too soon. I'm just in a silly, playful, happy, excited mood.
It's a Friday Fritzy vacation. You don't have to worry about any guests for a while.
Exactly how many days, Todd?
We have no shows for the next 16 days. We come back Monday, January 6th.
Yeah, I'm not big on that.
Who's booked for the first segment?
I wanted to work on Monday.
You want to work every day.
No, but I did want to work on Monday. I don't want to work every day.
Hey, go ahead.
All right.
I'll see you in 2020.
All right.
I'll watch.
Sock it front row, sock it front row, sock it front row. What did I learn on today's program, Toddler?
Chris Sims won the punt pass kick competition as a youth. First prize, wait for it, a signed football from his dad, Phil.
What did you learn today, Todd?
I learned that 60 of Tom Brady's 218 regular season wins are against the Jets and the Bills. Got 82% winning percentage against the AFC East.
What we learned, brought to you by True Car, and sports information is vital. It's no different when you're shopping for a car. That's why True Car shows you what other people paid for the car you want. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit True Car. We're off for a while. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody. We'll talk to you in the new year. Thank you.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
5 Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just six fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.